Nolte, Democrat run Atlanta's cop city hit with Antifa terrorist attack. By John Nolte on March 6, 2023. 35 people were arrested after a domestic terrorist attack on a construction site for a police training facility in Democrat-run Atlanta, Georgia. The training facility is known by those who oppose it as Cop City. On Sunday night, some 150 rioters could be seen in the video posted to Facebook dressed in all black or camouflage and wearing ski masks entering the site. More. Just a few moments later, the fireworks start to explode near where cops are stationed. Some of the group could later be seen gathering riot shields, as they motioned for others to join them. Once they were together, they started throwing Molotov cocktails at a construction vehicle and ran away as it was left on fire. Other videos posted online show the police surveillance tower on fire, sending smoke billowing nearby. In a statement, Atlanta police said, a group of violent agitators used the cover of a peaceful protest of the proposed Atlanta Public Safety Training Center to conduct a coordinated attack. The officers assigned to the site were attacked with large rocks, bricks, Molotov cocktails, and fireworks. Ultimately, no one was hurt, but the agitators destroyed multiple pieces of construction equipment by fire and vandalism. Agitators? This was a full-blown, coordinated, pre-planned domestic terrorist attack. Another one. For nearly a decade now, Antifa has been allowed to run loose in Democrat-run cities and states. Why? Because elected Democrats and the corporate media see Antifa as their own personal brown shirts to terrorize and create chaos. Antifa's terrorists, like the terrorism regularly committed by Black Lives Matter, are useful to Democrats. So Antifa and Black Lives Matter are allowed to rampage, burn, bludgeon, murder, and destroy. There's no mystery behind why Democrats and the corporate media embrace this domestic terrorism. What I don't understand is why the citizens of these Democrat-run cities don't do something about it at the voting booth. It's increasingly impossible to empathize with the cultists who live in these Democrat-run cities that become more unlivable by the day when they continue to vote for more of the same. Sure, Chicago dumped Lori Lightfoot, but does anyone believe the Democrat mayor who takes her place will do anything differently? Again, look at New York City. The new mayor sounded better than that commie Bill de Blasio, but nothing's changed. You get what you vote for, and the idiots in these cities keep voting to embrace terrorism, riots, crime, poopy sidewalks, tent cities, high taxes, lousy schools, violent crime, and perverts grooming their children by way of the public schools. Atlanta hasn't had a Republican mayor since 1879, lol. We don't have any of these problems in Megaland. Our air, water, and streets are safe and clean. All people of all races live together in relative harmony. We all own guns, and yet there's no gun violence crisis. Weird, eh? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.